And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
AJ's back from the newsroom. It's a full studio. Hey, mate.
Hello, friends. How are we all?
We're good.
We're good. You're looking pretty today.
Thank you. We're very appearance-based on this show of late.
Well, I do find it interesting how supportive Loggy has been.
Yeah, Loggy's been really lovely to me. Not change, so much to you last week.
Hey. It was not me.
It was the truth.
It
was the people at all. It was the people.
Yeah, I did get
Lizzo
reamed.
Says truth hurts. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Why co-host good till they got to be good? Anyway, you're clean shaven, and that's not a usual look for you.
No, I normally have a very, very average looking beard. Like, it's terrible, but I don't like being clean shaven. I never have. And it's gone now. So the reason it's gone is I'm in a Bucks group for a mate's wedding in a couple of weeks' time. Mm-hmm. Like, best mate since I was 13.
Bless.
Going back to Tassie for his wedding. And it was kind of hinted to me that's like, hey, you know, we're just thinking ahead, and we think it'd, you know, we'd like to see what you maybe look like clean shaven.
Uh-huh. So a light ultimatum of for the wedding, shave it off.
It was lightly posed. I'm never going to argue that point.
Yeah, beautiful.
What do I lose from that other than having to be clean shaven, which I hate? So I immediately was like, okay, I'll go and get the razor out. And so I'm down to just having a little bit of stubble now. And it's weird to me, but that's what you do for your friends' weddings, I think. You make those little changes.
Do you?
Well,
do you?
Well, I think so.
I don't know how fair it is to ask someone to change their appearance. Like don't rock up like you've just rolled out of bed unless
like
you're
put
that
effort in, but yeah, be yourself.
Unless you're that mate that looks like Shaggy from, you know, the
Scooby-Doo.
He's one of the other groomsmen.
Yeah. I don't mind that look.
Well, that's why he can rock it. But do you know what I mean? So you hear stories about like bridesmaids being asked to dye their hair
or cut their hair not cut their hair.
Or get fake tans.
Oh, I'm so glad you said tan.
Much more expensive.
Oh, is that what you're Lauren.
That seems,
no, I just,
seems a bridge too far.
Was Tom a bridesmaid recently?
So you've been asked by the bride and groom, essentially, to change your appearance for the upcoming wedding because you're part of the bridal party. Is that okay? Is that okay? And has it happened to you? What have you had to change? Lloydie's in Armstrong Craig. Morning, Lloyd.
Morning, gang. How are we?
Yeah, we're good. Do you think you should have to start off with, before we even get to whether you have done it before, do you think you should have to change your appearance because you're part of a bridal party?
I'd have to agree with Lingy. I don't really think you have to. I mean, you are your own person at the end of the day, and, you know, if you feel like that, you know, that facial hair or that certain style about yourself is who you are, if that's like your statement, I don't see why you should be changing it for anyone else.
Lloydie, so, and you don't want to be a you know what about it. You're not going to all of a sudden rock up on the wedding day having shaved in a mohawk or something like that.
Unless that's you.
But if that is your normal look, then that's your normal look.
Yeah.
That's fair, isn't it, Lloydie?
I guess so to an extent, but yes, I do believe that, yeah, if you've always been introduced as someone with the mohawk and it's something crazy and out there, I don't see why you couldn't be the crazy and out there person. That just says something about you.
Is that you, Lloydie?
As a personality.
Mohawk
boy?
Oh, I mean, I tried. It didn't look good, so I thought I'd better keep it clean shaven.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's true. I think a lot. Maybe I have anxiety, or maybe it's just because I can see the future.
Is it a hat? Oh, wait, just hang on. Let's go again. So you threw me, Mark, didn't I? Yeah, I thought you were going to say.
I know, because it's almost, but you said, almost like do you we want
had
the song?
Yeah. No, it's almost like we had talked about it beforehand, but maybe not enough. Here we go. Ready? Let's start again.
Sorry. Nothing. I thought you were playing the wrong thing again as a funny one. Sorry.
And give us a ring.
You two, get your you-know-what together.
Sorry. All right, here we go.
Hang on.
Here we go.
Hang on. K-Rock 955, it's Tom, Lingy, Loggy. We do it for Mimosa Homes. Check him out. They've got the Now's the Time promotion on. You'll find out more at mimosahomes.com.au.
Yes, I have anxiety, but sometimes it's just me knowing things. Is that what I said? Anxiety.
Or just thinking. When I think.
Wow.
Still wasn't good. Still wasn't
it's
good.
Fine. It's fine. But don't call us. It just goes for
it
the
just
song.
Rhymes, yeah.
Every time I am asked some personal information, whether it be in a doctor's surgery or whether you're going, you know, you're going to a shop and they ask you, what's your email? Or what's your date of birth? What's your address? Can I just confirm your address? And you have to say it out loud when there's other people around. I don't like that. I've never liked that because I think in my head, I don't know, it's weird, but it's like, what if someone's listening and they're like, oh, she lives at blah, 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 blah?
Yeah, do you know when I get it? It's when you're at Dan's and you're part of the Dan's Club, like the member thing, but you don't have your card and so they can look you up by the phone number. And then so you're like, 04, blah, blah. Like,
that's crazy that you said that because this is exactly why I'm bringing this up. A woman in Adelaide, she has been left shaken because she was at Dan's. She was at Dan's and she said her phone number. She was there with her partner, said her phone number, and then hours later she picked up her phone and there was this bizarre message on it and it said, do you think that you're immune? What? She was like, what does this even mean? She said, when I saw the message, my stomach dropped. This is in the Daily Mail today. Really disturbed me because there was no context, but it felt like a directed message. It wasn't just a hi from an unknown number. It sounded threatening. Even if it had been a mistake, it immediately made me uneasy. She then went and tried to do some sleuthing around it and the pay ID. You know how with pay ID, she can put the number in. And she said she found the stranger's first initial and the family name via pay ID. She didn't recognize it. And then her friends called the number because they're like, who the hell is this? Yeah. And the man who answered confessed that he'd been standing behind her in line at Dan's and managed to memorize her phone number as she read it out to the employee at the checkout. Wow. He memorized it and then texted her and he said, oh, the reason I was doing it is to prove how easy it is to get people's details.
No
way. You didn't. You're a creep.
You're a creep.
Absolute creep.
Psycho.
Creepy message and everything.
Exactly. But still, and it's not Dan's fault.
No.
Like, it's not the employer's fault. But it's but it's just like, I just feel even sometimes when you go to a place and they're like, can we please have all of your details, your date of birth, your address and everything. And I'm like, but why do you need this information? Like, if for contact reasons, I get it. But if you've got my mobile number, that's fine.
That's
you don't
enough.
Need to know.
That's
like, like it's kind of like, I hate giving out every single bit of information.
I know you don't have to do this at Dan's, but what if she had said out loud her address?
Yeah.
The same creepy guy, because sounds like a complete creep, is standing behind, memorizes the address. Instead of a text message, it's a turn up at that girl's house.
Exactly. And that's why I'm like, horrible. It's one of those things where it's like, relax. Yeah, you know, people are normal and it's not going to happen. But then anxiety comes into it and bang, there you go.
Yeah, that's why I don't use libraries anymore.
Why?
Because you have to give all your info and then...
Do you?
That's the reason.
Have you seen the people hanging out at libraries? My goodness.
Normals. Yeah. Normal people. Yeah,
wonderful people.
I hang out at libraries. So does Winnie.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you need to hang out at libraries.
Incredible people.
Exactly. Creeps. The Tom, Lingy
and Loggy podcast. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies. Explained badly.
So basically what happens is that when you log on the Stan and you're looking for a movie and you think, what's this movie about? And it's got a cool little blurb. Well, we do that, but we flip it on its head and we do it badly. Lingy, it is your task today to do that. Tom and I will try and guess the movie.
Yes. Beautifully explained.
Mate, if you want to put a blurb on this game, brilliant.
Right. Yeah. I know. How does it happen?
Yeah. So that's game explained good. Mm. This is movies explained bad.
Here we go.
Ready? Okay.
Can I just say, just before that song ended, Lingy goes, this is a bit of an obscure one.
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
That's good.
Oh, wow.
No, it's good.
Thanks
it'll be fine. It's going to be fine. It's
so
be fine.
Much love. It's so much care. Mm. All right. Here we go. We've flicked onto Stan. We've opened this one up. Oh, what's this one all about?
He's nervous.
It's a World War II documentary.
Ooh, I'm going to check that out. A movie highlighting the importance of corporate sponsorship and monetizing sport to allow good governance.
Okay. Now, what immediately comes to mind...
I was going
to
say something.
Yeah. He said money and sport, yeah, and money ball.
Yeah, that's exactly sort of what I thought as well.
Makes something in my brain.
Oakland A's, because that was about someone taking over and sinking a whole heap of money. Are we on the right track?
No. By the way, that movie is not about
it
that.
It is about someone.
I hadn't seen it.
He's actually not having much money and effectively using it.
No.
Anyway.
Okay, so
not that one. Continuing on with the blurb.
Can you give us the first one again?
Oh, sure.
And then go back.
A movie highlighting the importance of corporate sponsorship and monetizing sport to allow good governance.
Oh, so long, yeah.
Yep. Continuing with... The origin story of an elite sport league involving how small ideas can grow to something special.
Okay.
Is it?
So it is sport.
Dodgeball? Because that's a league, isn't it?
No.
Ben Stiller. Is it dodgeball?
No.
Because we were talking about Ben Stiller movies.
We actually mentioned dodgeball. What about if it's... Read the second one again.
Origin.
Don't give me that.
The origin story of an elite sport league involving how small ideas... can grow to something special.
Okay, so the start of a sport
league, and
is there a movie
ideas.
About? It's not a movie about cricket.
I'm going to give you a little extra clue to the sport. The sport combines Tom's two number one loves, also with a completely
boring
sport.
I know what it is. It's basketball.
Yeah, it is.
That's great. Good get.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Tom's two number one loves are, of course, drinking beer and basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. Family in there somewhere as well, but certainly, yeah.
Oh,
I haven't thought about that movie forever.
Oh, my God.
Imagine we had a little clip of audio from
it
to play, but
it's just
not
too
how
hard.
Cameron does it.
It's too hard.
It's all right. Well done. That wasn't that. Obscure. Oh. It was a bit, but yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, a good guess, Log.
Well done, Loggy.
That was fun.
Brilliant. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. We will play Movies Explained Badly again next Wednesday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.